What of the things that you saw were most disturbing to you?
Where do I begin? There were a lot of disturbing issues. A few of my doctors would come to me individually about issues. I would take them through the chain of command, and I would really get nowhere. Every few months, I used to send an email to the network director. I felt at one point it was like a message in a bottle. I'd get a referral back from him that would state, these are matters that are best handled locally.
So the administrative channels just did not work?
No, they actually, in some ways, worked against us. Whenever there was an opportunity, funding was cut. Programs, which I took a great deal of pride in growing over the years, were being decimated, all through the idea that this Veterans Choice money was outside of the local medical center budget. We should spend that before spending medical center money. And the result was patients were not getting care.
What did you make of the Boston Globe's reporting? I mean, you had a hand in it because you were speaking with them, but what did you make of the final report?
I thought it hit the nail right on the head. It was accurate. As a matter of fact, in some ways, it only skimmed the surface of many of the problems in Manchester.
Do you think the VA's response was appropriate?
The VA's response was that Dr. Shulkin would order an investigation. I'm a bit circumspect. I was at a leadership meeting this morning where they named the Office of Medical Inspector as the investigative body. I've had less than satisfactory experiences with that office. Before we went to the Boston Globe or before the Boston Globe got involved, we had complained through the Office of Medical Inspector, the OMI, and we essentially got nowhere, and we felt the investigation was biased.
So you're concerned that the new investigation will be biased as well?
That's definitely a concern.
There's also some concern about whistleblowers, right? There's several of them. You would count yourself among those, I imagine.
Yes. There are about a dozen of us, if not more. We are concerned. We've seen the beginnings of retaliation. Obviously, they haven't taken hold because the staff had been removed over the weekend. But before that, there was concern by some of the whistleblowers about retaliation.
Is this unusual? Is this kind of thing unusual in your experience for the VA?
The VA is a very hierarchical organization where people are afraid to come forward for reasons that may or may not be true. This is my first experience with being a whistleblower, if you will. So, unfortunately, I think some of this behavior is endemic in the system. We've seen in Phoenix, in Cincinnati, and in other areas where whistleblowers have been retaliated against.
Dr. James Schlosser has been removed from his duties pending this investigation. Do you feel safe now that he is not there? Do you feel secure in your job now that he's not on his job?
I feel safe in the fact that I'm leaving the VA in a couple of weeks. As soon as I went the track of being a whistleblower, before it came out, I decided that my tenure at the VA was best ended.
How do you feel about that?
I've spent 18 years there. I love the patients I take care of. I feel the veterans are the best patients I've ever taken care of. So there is a sense of regret, but it's also a question of, I think I can move on to other things.
Thank you very much for speaking with me and sharing your insight. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.